practice by several special procedures mandate holders of misusing the Human Rights Defenders framework to promote individuals and NGOs that traffic in anti-Semitism, campaign for the destruction of the world's only Jewish state, and are affiliated with or support Palestinian terrorist groups. Such instrumentalization of the HRD concept gives the impression of a UN imprimatur for those promoting incitement, violence, and discrimination. Not only does this falsely and immorally elevate their status, but it also obfuscates and legitimizes their destructive activities. This exploitation stands in marked contrast to international HRD guidelines, which exclude as HRDs those individuals or groups who commit or propagate violence. In recent years, however, some mandate holders have flouted these regulations. In one case, they promoted as an HRD a publicly funded organization employing more than 34 terrorist operatives, some of whom are responsible for the murder of a 17-year-old Israeli girl. Also disturbing is that these same mandate holders have also collaborated in reprisal attacks against Jewish NGOs that have exposed this abuse. Mr. President, it is time this council maintains the integrity of HRD frameworks. This duty also includes the cessation of reprisal attacks on those who speak out against the violation of UN principles and regulations. Thank you.
I thank you. I now give the floor to l'Organisation Internationale pour les Pays les Moins